Matthew's Wake. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, there could be some significant impacts to agriculture in the path of Hurricane Matthew. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
No matter where Hurricane Matthew actually hits land and where it goes along the East Coast,
agriculture is going to be affected.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Mark Brusberg. First, now that the forecast models indicate a hit in central Florida and a track taking it north,
we're going to have to watch for damage reports, not just to sugarcane and possibly citrus, but also some vegetables.
And as the storm moves north out of Florida,
we could see some very heavy rain and windy weather in the Cotton Belt, say from Georgia all the way up to eastern North Carolina. So agriculture is definitely going to be impacted.
Now, just how much of an impact?
We're just going to have to wait and see how this plays out.
With a storm of this magnitude, we are very concerned about prolonged power outages.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, and those outages could occur all up and down the East Coast as Matthew moves in. So
it's a good idea to plan ahead
so that maybe you can get through the outage without losing too much of your food. Marianne Gravely's with the Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service First. She says a full freezer can keep food cold and safe without power for 2 days on average, only one day or less if it's not full. So
fill up some containers with water, freeze them, put that in your freezer. That'll not only help the freezer stay cold longer,
but you've also got clean drinking water if needed. Next, perishables in the powerless refrigerator will only stay cold enough to be safe for 4 hours. So get coolers, fill them with ice, and those perishables, especially the ones you frequently would go in and out of the refrigerator for, because each time you open that refrigerator door, you lessen the time before food in there is no longer safe. More tips on this, call the Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, not much of a chance for Matthew to adversely impact Tennessee weather, but it's still wise to be prepared. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.